Hi, this is Ping Pong Randomness, back with another episode. I'm River.
And I'm Henry.
And we come up with the weirdest ping pong ideas ever. We analyze them, and we share them with you all. So, let's dive in. But first, we have a few announcements to make.
Yeah.
So, for all our listeners, we haven't been on for a while. That's because with school and everything, it's just been getting really crazy. So we've decided that from now on, we're going to be a summer podcast.
Yeah. So you see that in our description of our podcast, so just look in there. It'll say, well, a summer podcast with a few exceptions. This is one of the exceptions, so.
Yeah, we just wanted to get back into it, and we had a lot of fun making this podcast last year. So, yeah.
We're diving back into it. Open up your canned waters.
And let's get started. All right. So our first idea is playing on a bicycle.
Yeah. This one was not submitted. We came up with this one ourselves. There's like 13 bicycles in the place. Our studio, also known as a garage where we play ping pong.
How did you come up with 13?
I just guessed.
Oh.
It's more like six. Yeah, it's more like six. Five or six.
But, I feel like there's a few things we need to
address.
Yeah.
This is one of the ones that you don't want to try at home.
Are there training wheels?
Oh, yeah, training wheels.
Training wheels?
I completely forgot those existed. We need to.
Yeah, because, like, do you want to be riding the bike while playing or just sitting on it?
Yeah. Because if you're riding it, then you basically need to be a pro. Like, riding with one hand is, I've been riding bikes for a while, and I still can't ride that well with one hand. It's pretty hard. I think that it would be pretty ineffective to stand still, especially with training wheels. It would be normal, though. It would also be extremely hard because I don't know how many bikes can pedal backward, but if somebody hit it behind you, you would basically just be all screwed up and it would be a free point for them.
Also, if somebody hit like a drop shot, then like,
then you're screwed.
Then you would just smash into the table trying to get it. Don't try this at home. We do not condone injuries.
Yeah.
Like,
we've been saying this for a while.
I know, because our ideas are usually quite dangerous.
Yeah, you know. We say they're crazy, and don't be crazy.
But, like, you know how there's, like, mountain bikes with really thick wheels, and there's, like, just, like, regular bikes with, like, the thinner wheels?
Yeah.
Like, would you think that would change anything?
Yes.
In terms of
it all depends on the surface you're playing on. It might be easier on a surface like our, like, that's rocky, because the wheels would grip a bit better, but I don't know. I've never tried to do some kind of, like, riding while standing, like, still, and the balancing standing still just seems really hard without the proper conditions or training wheels. Training wheels is our ideal here, though.
I don't know if we've done a unicycle, like if we've analyzed playing on a unicycle, but like I feel like it would be kind of similar. Did you already say, like you said, you would pedal forwards then backwards to stay in the same position?
Yeah, I said that you would have to pedal backwards, and not a lot of bikes let you pedal backwards, so it could be quite hard to play. You could have to, like, stretch around and back to hit it. Yeah, and like you said, if somebody hits a drop shot, you're screwed.
And if both people are on bikes, then, like expect these to be serve-only points.
Yeah.
But,
if you get to serve, you basically get to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about whoever gets to serve first. That's all that matters, basically, in this, realistically.
But, I feel like, you know how those, how am I forgetting this? You know how the bikes have those stands that keeps them up? What's that called?
Yeah, kickstands.
Kickstands. Sorry, I haven't ridden a bike in a while.
most mountain bikes, your bike probably doesn't even have a kickstand. Mine, I got a new bike a couple weeks ago. It doesn't have a kickstand, and it's really annoying that it doesn't have one of those.
But kickstand could make it easier because you're really just still the whole time. But then it comes to the question of balance and whether your balance is good enough.
Oh, yeah. Kickstands, I think, would be harder than training wheels because kickstands allow the bike to go in a little bit of an angle. And it's all about whether you want to be angling towards the table or away from the table. Also, it's the matter of needing to move to make shots.
I wonder if you could, like, hold on onto one of the handlebars while using the kickstand to stabilize yourself.
You could. You might be able to. Since you're not allowed to put your handle on the playing area in ping pong, might be a bit hard, but you could hold on to the underside of the table.
Yeah.
So that could help. But as soon as you have to release to go get one, you would most likely fall over. Unless you know how to bike without hands.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I know there's some people that do that.
It's like, pretty crazy. But, like, yeah. Well, this is kind of an unsolved idea. I think we've analyzed it pretty well. We've gone a little bit over time with this idea. But we might do a second one on this, maybe a little different, because
yeah, maybe like the unicycle thing that we've suggested, we'll look through if we haven't already done that one already. But yeah, if we have already done that one, we won't. And if you'll see it in a future episode. All hopefully.
Right. Let's move on to the next idea. Playing on a car.
Not like on a car. On a car, like in the driver's seat. Yeah, this could also be applied as you playing ping pong while driving. It would be terrible. It would be terrible.
I don't even know where the freaking table would go.
Oh, it would be attached between the two cars.
It would?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be
impossible. Oh, there's two cars! Wait, that would be so weird.
Yeah.
But as you're driving down the highway, the ping pong balls are just flying behind you.
Yeah, you have to, like, hit it really ahead. Like, it all depends on how fast you're driving. You have to hit the ping pong ball at speed to match the car. Which it should be easy if it's going like 5 miles per hour. But if you're going 50 on the highway, then you're screwed.
So Henry came up with this idea, and for a second I thought he meant on top of the car.
That wouldn't be that much of a challenge. That's just like playing ping pong on a diving board.
Well, hey, that goes back to the balancing with the bike. You have to balance on the car while it's driving. Don't try this at home.
Don't do that. Oh my gosh.
These ideas are supposed to be entertaining, not realistic.
Yeah, not really educational, purely educational purposes.
Educational? This is educational.
These are not educational, guys. Just don't do it.
We're just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, playing on top of a car, first of all, like we said, don't do this. You need to have proper safety equipment.
Proper.
Like being strapped into the car and, yeah.
Helmet.
Strapped onto the car, helmet, knee pads, basically an armor suit, and also be strapped onto the roof of the car.
If any of you listeners live in a castle, borrow some of your knight's armor.
Yeah, you should, and then attach a ping pong table between two cars.
And then your opponent's driving one, and you're driving the other one.
Yeah, and you're driving the other one, and you can either play on top, which is the unsafe version, don't do this. Or in the driver's seat.
Which is also the unsafe version, don't do this.
Yeah, this is also unsafe, only if you're driving.
Okay, so
We highly disrecommend this, but you could safely, of course, put a ping pong table between two cars and the driver's seat, and the two driver's seats, and have you hit through the window. Which probably would. It might be okay levels of safe.
Okay,
it'd probably be fine.
That's a visual. We don't want to tell you how to do it. We want to analyze how you do it. So I feel like I feel like the wind factor is a big thing.
Yeah.
Like
the wind factor would be big, especially just like all of our other ideas, like playing in a hurricane, playing in a tornado, playing underwater.
So play on a day where it's not breezy.
Yeah, play on a day where there's no wind, because also...
But it kind of, like, generates wind when you're going that fast.
So yeah, you can just... remember, we don't condone this, but while playing... Actually, you do want it to go in the opposite
direction. Yeah, you want the wind to go in the... I was just thinking that. If you have... Go on a windy day. If you have 30 mile per hour wind going the opposite direction of the way you're driving... It might keep the ball in its place.
Yeah, it might. You might still need to adjust, but it could keep it in decently. And like we said.
That's interesting.
Like we said, this is going to be a problem if you don't have wind, because you'll have to hit it really far ahead. It would still be interesting to see how far you need to hit it ahead, and then you drive up to it, and it would bounce off the ping. It would be a crazy trick shot if somebody hit it to you and served, started driving, and you hit it really far ahead, and then you drived under it, and it came back down and hit the table and bounced away so that they couldn't hit it.
Yeah, that would work. All right, I think that's enough of playing on top of a car.
On top of and in a car, don't do this at home for the last time.
So, for our last idea, we've come up with all the ideas for this episode since we haven't been getting many ideas, but we have playing with a waffle racket. So, a few episodes ago, we made one called the Sit Up Waffle Show, which has our most downloads, which is sadly only 25, but we'll get bigger, don't worry.
We'll get bigger, don't worry.
Anyway,
just because we've been off, but okay.
Yeah, in the episode with the waffle, we played with a waffle ball, and somehow I think we got that confused, and we also talked about playing with a wiffle ball, so now we're going to try playing with a waffle racket. We'll see.
Not like a waffle, like an actual waffle, like the food. I'm pretty sure there's a waffle racket. We're talking about the food here. Remember the food. Also, since I'm a dedicated waffle connoisseur, for this one, you would want a Belgian waffle because they're stiffer, I believe, and you also want it to be stale.
Yeah.
You also want it to be stale, and you don't want any of those circular American waffles with those deep pockets.
Yeah,
you want it to be as flat as possible, just like a real racket. Hello.
So, with the waffle racket, you would want to...
Like I said, you want it to be stale so it's stiff. You don't want a floppy one.
But, maybe I would suggest hitting it pretty hard because
The
waffle is not going to...
Yeah. You should also bring some extra waffles to the ping pong match because they might break.
Yeah, like...
you should glue some waffles together to make an extra big waffle.
This is perfect if you're hungry while playing ping pong.
Yeah, you can just eat, just take a bite, you know.
Just take a bite out of the waffle. While playing.
Yeah.
As you're crushing the other player.
I mean, you would obviously be crushing the other player if you were not winning with a waffle racket against a real racket, you could apply some adhesive ping pong rubber to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Then it wouldn't be as edible. You'd just have to eat, like, the non-rubber part. But, still edible. Still edible. Yeah. It may or may not be toxic from the adhesive, but it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have any thoughts on this?
On the waffle? I mean, like, don't put syrup on the waffle, because in the... Because
then the ball will stick to it. Oh my god, we're back to sticky balls.
No. Okay. Actually, it might be a good idea. So put a ton of syrup on. Then when it sticks, and then just like push it off. Yeah. Like slide it off.
Yeah. Actually, what might be a good idea is to get an icy ball.
Reference.
Oh my gosh. And play with that. Like, Not like the icy, not like the ice ball that we talked about in the episode.
We should
just like a ball that's a little icy and slippery so that it doesn't stick to your
racket.
We
should do like a long episode where you combined all our ideas. Like playing with a waffle racket on a car in a hurricane with a waffle with icy balls.
Yeah, we're gonna make this all season one, and then once summer arrives, we're gonna start season two.
We already started season two.
I know, we're gonna make it all season one. We can just change it. It's our schedule thing is weird.
Yeah, sorry.
We're gonna make each summer a season. Yeah, so anyway, we're getting a little off track.
But I think that kind of covers everything.
Yeah.
We don't have an honorable mention for today. I think we stopped doing that because
we ran out of it. We're not joking. Unless you guys recommend, we really need recommendations. Send them right now. Anyway.
Yeah.
To the email, it's in previous episodes. We'll put it in the description. We don't remember it because...
No, I remember it. It was pingpongrandomness@gmail.com, I believe. If I'm wrong,
I think it was pingpongrandom.
It's either pingpongrandom or pingpongrandomness. Please look in the description. We'll let you know. Send us your ideas and videos. We would love to share them, and we will give you a big shout out on the podcast.
Also, because we haven't received an idea for like forever because we haven't been making episodes. We're also very sorry for the absence, guys.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's tough with all, we got stuff going on. This is why we're making a summer podcast. Also, I probably should have said this at the beginning, but right now we are not able to have mics. So if it's a little quiet, please turn your volume up.
Yeah, please excuse the potato quality. We're recording this without a mic using the laptop mic. So if it's a little quiet or we don't sound loud enough, we excuse that. We're literally yelling, and I'm pretty sure everybody in our recording studio can hear us. We're yelling, like, really loud.
Yeah, so thank you so much for listening, and... Like, if we don't show up, like next year, if you have friends who don't know that we're only a summer podcast and we're not there for the year, just let them know, because we are going to be back. We are back.
Yeah,
summer is very close, by the way. It's only a few weeks, and then we'll try to record weekly or every two weeks. So
Our summer, we will most likely start recording in early to mid-July. June, that's where we get off into summer, and hopefully, most of the time it will be on weekends because we still have stuff going on in summer, but I may not be able for like a week or two because I will be in San Diego, so River might have to run the podcast in my absence.
I might have a guest star, so just be waiting for that.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. We appreciate you listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.